I'm Jonathan Capehart here today for Leonard Lopate, and this is WNYC AM, FM, and WNYC.org. If you thought Sundance was just a film festival, think again. Yeah, there are films, but there's also music and theater. And you can see for yourself now until May 21st at the Sundance Institute at BAM, the Brooklyn Academy of Music. It's all part of Sundance's celebration of its 25th anniversary. You can be a part of it by taking in some of the 15 feature-length dramatic and documentary films in a program of short films selected from the 2006 Sundance Film Festival. There's a whole lot going on, but rather than have me blabber on about it, let's hear about it from two people who are intimately involved with it and who also happen to be sitting right here. John Cooper is the director of programming with the Sundance Film Festival, and Laurie Collier is the director and screenwriter of the very intense movie Sherry Baby, starring Maggie Gyllenhaal, which will be screened this Friday at BAM at 6:50 p.m. and again on Sunday, May 21st at 9 p.m. Welcome to both of you.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Jonathan.
So has the Sundance Institute come to New York before? This seems new to me.
Not really, not in this big formal way. We haven't really gone anywhere except stayed where we were and done our work for the last 25 years.
Mm-hmm. Why New York? Why now?
The why now, of course, is for the 25th anniversary. We thought this is the time to do it. We've been talking about it for a while. And I can't say we've never been in New York. We've done programs at the Museum of Modern Art and... But really, there's a base of filmmakers here that are part of what we do all the time. If you look at L.A. and New York and actually Brooklyn, there's a base of filmmakers in Brooklyn that work in the independent film world.
And why BAM?
BAM, it's a very easy question to answer because, like what most people think of us as being just a film festival, we have programs that do theater, film music, and of course, film. And there's not a lot of other institutions out there that do the whole scope. And so this is like the perfect fit. The neighborhood seemed right. The sort of attitude of being out there. And the whole thing just kind of made sense.
All the filmmakers living in Brooklyn helped too. Maybe not all of them, but a lot of us.
We had a big opening night sort of event, and a lot of alumni were there. And everybody's, all I heard was, oh, I live just around the corner.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of corners.
I walked.
There's a lot of corners in Brooklyn.
You walked from home?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
Yeah.
It was fun.
So talk a little bit about what people will see when they take part in the Sundance Institute at BAM.
And it's already been happening because we're right in the middle of it.
Right.
So this
started
weekend,
on the 11th, correct?
Yeah, and this weekend was a very hot moment because we did a lot of our what we call in process stuff. That was the parts of what we do that really we weren't sure they traveled at all out of the workshop form. So we try to let people into the processes of how we work and give them a little window in to that, you know, to that side of who we are. So we did some a piece with a screenwriter talking about the process, and then did kind of a deconstruct of a lab project called Stephanie Daly. But also with Laurie, we really looked in putting together the program for threads that connected not only to make a good program, but connected all the different programs. And she's like, you have like the poster.
She's the poster girl. The filmmaker of Stephanie Daly were in the lab together in 2001. And it's kind of cool, too, because we both, you know, we're the only ones, I guess, to date from our lab group that have made our movies. We were at the festival together. And we also had babies during this whole process. So I was really psyched that it was me and her together at this event and stuff.
Well, Laura, talk about your movie, Sherry Baby.
That's another baby.
Yeah, it's another. and an incredible baby, too. Oh,
thank
you. What inspired this story? And without giving away too much, just
tell us. I don't want to do that.
Who's Sherry?
Sherry. Well, God, where do I begin? It's alternately a really easy question and a hard question. Who's Sherry? I grew up in the town where we shot the film, Mountainside, New Jersey, which is about 40 minutes from here. But my parents grew up in Brooklyn and actually met at Coney Island, so that's another story. Sherry is based on one of my closest friends from childhood, a woman named Sue. And just recently, it just makes me nervous talking and thinking about it because just recently she got in touch with me again and I did have the opportunity to send her the DVD and I haven't spoken with her since. So hopefully she liked the film. I did find her all those years ago when I was going to the lab and interview her and, you know, complete the story there. So she did know about the project and okay. she signed off on it and we did it legally and stuff like that. But then she disappeared again because, as you know, Jonathan, it is a story of a woman coming out of prison and trying to stay clean and sober and also trying to get custody of her daughter back. Mm-hmm. So it's a tough story. And it's a story about someone in crisis. And my friend has since found Jesus and become born again and moved out of state. But it was a long road for her. And she's had a lot of issues.
You can imagine it's a huge part for it has to be a great actress in that role.
Oh, Maggie Gyllenhaal just shines.
Yeah. We're going to talk about Maggie Gyllenhaal in a second, but I have to say I'm Jonathan Capehart sitting in for Leonard Lopate, and I'm sitting here talking with John Cooper of the Sundance Film Festival and Laurie Collier, the screenwriter and director of Sherry Baby. Let's Maggie Gyllenhaal gives an incredible performance. And as I was watching her, I was thinking, you know, this is one of those transformative performances that we saw Halle Berry do in Monsters mm-hmm. Ball and we saw Charlize Theron do in Monster. Did you consider maybe putting Monster in the title? talk about Maggie's performance.
It was hard to come up with the title. It's a revelation, really. I mean, I saw her in a variety of different kinds of work. I saw her in theater. I saw her, obviously, in Secretary, Mona Lisa's Smile. And I always thought she was stunning, you know. Not only a good actress, but really, really fun to watch. But I do think that this role, and not to gas myself up, but I do think this role had the potential for her to really show things that she never showed before. Just like you said, it's a transformative role for an actor. I mean, she has to be so many things and so many things at once. It's really a role for an actor with a lot of sophistication and a lot of layers. And I think Maggie really gets to show all of that in her performance because she's alternately a woman, a child, she's got the addiction, she's also a mother, she's coming out of prison, she has to play the convict. I mean, she was on the streets, you know, for many years of her life, but she also grew up in the suburbs. I mean, there are just so many dimensions that she has to play, that she has to incorporate into this character, and she nailed every one of them. I think, and she even brought so much more to the script as it was on the page, and I learned so much from her, too. You know, so
how was she to work with? Was she ever anxious about being so vulnerable? Because
absolutely,
mean, there's a lot.
Oh yes. Well, not only is there a lot of emotional vulnerability that she has to play, but she has to take off her clothes a couple times, and that's hard for an actor. I mean, because you bury yourself so much psychically. And then when you have to physically bare yourself, it just makes that whole emotional vulnerability even more obvious to you, I think, as the actor. So she was anxious, and I was anxious because, like I said, it was based on someone that I really love and care about. So I wanted to do justice to Sue. And then plus the story itself is tough. I mean, there's just a lot of... So the point is that it was sometimes a battle between us two very strong and strong-willed women, mm-hmm. but we love each other very much as a result of the intensity of our collaboration.
John, what was it about? Now, if I'm not mistaken, this film, is it premiering at Sundance Institute, or did it premiere?
It premiered at the festival.
At the festival. Right. So what was it about Sherry Baby that made it Sundance worthy?
I mean, in the original festival?
Yeah, at the festival.
Oh, it's just the originality of the story, the way, in some ways, the story we've seen before, but so you're kind of either looking at originality of a story or originality in the way the story is told. And this just had a different look and feel, more honest, more authentic. It was, you know, it was like a sure thing for us. Mm-hmm. Couldn't disregard it in any way.
Mm-hmm. Now, you chose, 15 feature-length films, documentaries. What was the criteria used for bringing those films?
To BAM.
Yeah, to BAM.
you know, besides the other programs, we have to incorporate something that's not really a screening. The films we really chose and everything we chose, I thought of like a collection of just, let's say, hot spots or something. I wanted every, it was sort of like an idea of if you made it to BAM, anything you walked into would be right for you and really charge you up, inspire you. Because at the festival, we have a captured audience. And when you do something in a city, you don't. They might show up for one thing. So we're trying to think, if you come out and want to see an independent film and you see Sherry Baby, it's going to affect you and really, you know, I don't want to say inspire you if for its sheer creativity and sheer talent.
Mm-hmm. Has the aesthetic of Sundance changed over the past 25 years?
It's a big question.
There are more festivals.
Now there's not so much. We sort of just keep doing what we do. It's what has changed is the way people talk about us, and that goes. You know, perception is I don't know what percent of the what, but we just decided we just keep going, and we are there to support independent film and whatever needs to be done. We're changing all the time. I don't think we've had one year where we did anything the same, which is very exciting and very tiresome.
Mm-hmm. Inevitably, though, you're going to be compared to the just-concluded Tribeca Film Festival. I mean, it just ended, a couple of weeks ago or so. So what makes Sundance and the Sundance Institute at BAM different from Tribeca?
Well, we're here to bring the programs. We support artists in a real way. I mean, it's not just that's because one part of what we do is a film festival. It's true, but that's a platform. But then if you look at how do you support artists, we have labs all summer long. Writers come to those labs. They live there for a month. Great mentors come in to help. So it's like we're trying to nurture the whole industry, but creative industry of independent film.
Mm-hmm. Lori, why don't you remind the listeners when Sherry Baby is being shown.
We're screening this Friday at 6:50 p.m. at the BAM, and also on Sunday night at 9 o'clock. That'll be the last night.
There's an amazing Sunday afternoon event that's going on, which is the directors that turn the tide, and we have four directors showing films, and this is where we really are having some fun with the program because it's Hal Hartley, Allison Anders, John Waters, and David O. Russell are all showing a movie in the small theaters and all meeting together with Janet Maslin in the big, huge theater. It's going to be a free-for-all of personality. I think it's going to be really fun. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Well, this is great. I've been speaking with John Cooper, the Sundance Film Festival Director of Programming, and Director Lori Collier, Director and Screenwriter of Sherry Baby. Thank you both for being here. It's been great speaking with
you. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Jonathan.